Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here with me again. In our last episode, we heard the story of Jacob and Esau, and how Jacob ended up taking his brother's birthright and blessing. Because of Esau's anger, Jacob had to flee from home. Today, we'll continue Jacob's journey. He's all alone on the road, but what happens next will show him, and us, just how close God really is. Are you ready? Let's hear all about it. Jacob was on his way to Haran, where his uncle Laban lived. He was all alone because he had to leave his home and family behind as Esau was angry at him. He walked all day. When the sun had set, Jacob found a place to rest. He placed a stone under his head and laid down to sleep. That night, Jacob had an amazing dream. He saw a tall ladder, reaching all the way from the earth up to heaven. Angels were going up and down the ladder. At the very top of the ladder stood God Himself. God spoke to Jacob in the dream. He said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Does that promise sound familiar? It should. Many years before, God had made the same promise to Abraham. He told Abraham that his family would grow into a great nation and that through him, all people would be blessed. And now, even though Jacob had made mistakes, even though he was running away, God was still faithful. The promise was being passed down from Abraham to Isaac, and now to Jacob. Jacob woke up with a start. He was filled with awe and wonder. He said, "Surely God is in this place, and I didn't know it." Jacob took the stone he had used for his pillow and set it upright as a marker. He poured oil over it as a way of dedicating the place to God and named it Bethel, which means House of God. Jacob then promised that if God was with him and took care of him, he would follow and serve God. Jacob wasn't perfect, he had made some bad choices. But God's promise didn't depend on Jacob being perfect. It was part of a bigger plan that started with Abraham. Have you ever wondered if God can still use you even when you make mistakes? The answer is yes. Just like Jacob, we are part of God's story. He never forgets His promises, and He is always with us. Take a moment to think. What's one way you can trust God when you feel scared or lonely? Maybe you can pray, talk to a parent, or remember one of God's promises. Thank you for joining me today to hear Jacob's incredible story. Next time, we'll hear what happens when Jacob arrives in Haran and meets someone who will change his life forever. You won't want to miss it. Until then, remember, You are wonderfully made. Bye for now.